Galnet News Digest, 23rd of February, 3303. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, more ruins found. Earth-like planets found, but in which system? Capital ship docking platforms violated. Beige planets explained. More Alliance rescue pods. The Galnet News Press Complaints Commission. More ruins found. Since Rantar's resonant obelisk detector came online last week, the rate of discovery of ancient ruins has stepped up dramatically. The number of ruins found has more than doubled to 30. While there are still three basic types of ruin, a number of variants have been noted amongst the 60 ruins discovered so far, particularly regarding the layout of obelisks around the earthworks at each site. There are three or four different variants of each of the alpha, beta and gamma layouts throughout the 90 ruins now discovered. And while all the information about the Guardians has been collected, it's not completely clear how some of that data was discovered. Let's hope we can find the answers somewhere amongst the 120 ruins discovered as of now. Earth-like planets found, but in which system? The galaxy has been excited by the discovery of three new Earth-like worlds in the TRAPPIST-1 system. The galaxy has also been baffled by the question, just where is the TRAPPIST-1 system? The answer lies in an ancient survey of the galaxy, undertaken from Earth, well before the development of faster-than-light travel. The 2-micron All-Sky Survey, or 2MAS, recorded vast numbers of stellar objects, all of which were allocated snappy titles such as 2MAS J23062928-0502285. Many of the stars discovered by this survey were very small, no larger than Jupiter in the Sol system, and are not currently enabled for hyperdrive travel. Let us hope that version 2.3 of the hyperdrive transport system is able to correct this mistake. Capital ship docking platforms violated. There have been reports that capital ship docking platforms are being targeted by irresponsible racers. The Buckyball Racing Club is apparently using the docks as gates in one of their infantile competitive events, the so-called Tunnel Vision Race, which encourages their commanders to fly large ships through narrow gateways and tunnels in military and scientific installations, creating significant safety hazards for those working at the sites. Disruption is expected to last for 2 weeks. Beige planets explained. The mystery of the plague of high metal content planets that turned beige has been explained. Astrophysicist and friend of Cthulhu, Michael Brooks, explained that the coloration was due to vast amounts of Earth from the planet Earth being dumped on pretty much any planet that looked vaguely terraformable by over-eager colonists. The minerals on extraterrestrial planets don't necessarily look the same as they do on Earth, and Commander Brooks said that he expected the colour of the planets would eventually reacquire the diversity of appearance they previously had, while reflecting accurately their chemical composition. More Alliance rescue pods. The Alliance has been careless yet again. Yet more escape pods have been set adrift after one of their convoys was attacked, this time in the Rahu system. The Alliance is concerned that their drifting colleagues might be sold into slavery and have appealed for help collecting the escape pods while simultaneously fighting off the pirates. One such incident is a misfortune. Twice begins to seem like carelessness. The Galnet News Press Complaints Commission. The Galnet News Digest aims to present the facts about the stories which affect the galaxy in a fair and unbiased way. If you hear anything that causes you concern, we want to hear from you. Write to I'm a bit concerned, care of Alvin's Waste Paper Basket, Hutton Orbital, Eden, Proxima Centauri, near Alpha Centauri, the galaxy, space, including a stamped addressed envelope and 100 credits processing fee. Your opinions matter. A little bit. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.